Warning get everybody in. Welcome. We're like a few seconds early. Welcome, welcome. Come on in. If you are an OBS coach that's on this panel today, please raise your hand. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. You are here. This is all about how the No BS coaches make time for weight loss. I am going to promote all the coaches that are here to participate. And Coach Shannon, you were going to moderate. Are you going to be on stage? I will bring you up. Hi, Dina.
Hello. Ashley. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. Here comes Coach Ashley. Coach Heather should be here soon. Coach Shannon, do you want to be on screen? If so, oh, good. You put your hand down. I knew you were. We have Coach Shannon in the chat with you today. We have Coach Ashley, Coach Dina, and Coach Heather will be here any moment. We are going to talk about making time for weight loss. Let's see if Coach Heather pops in quick, and otherwise we'll get started. Welcome, everybody. So please put your chat to everyone. Again, Coach Shannon's in the chat. She is going to answer all of your chat questions. Here's Coach Heather. And if you have a question of the panel, please put it in the Q&A. Coach Shannon's going to leave a few for us. So hi, everybody. Welcome. Good morning.
Hi, coaches.
Hi. So today we're going to talk about making time for weight loss. But before we do, let's introduce ourselves, go around. And why don't we, you know, each time we do a panel, want to make sure we don't share the same stuff, right? So you get to know different parts of us as people. So if you will introduce yourself, I'll start with if you're in weight loss or maintenance. And then based on that, like, how much weight have you lost? What are you working on? One thing you did to get there. So obviously I am No BS Coach Julie. I was somewhere in the 360 pound range at my highest. I have lost like 92.2 pounds as of this moment. Thank you. I'm in the middle of my weight loss journey. So I do not have a specific goal weight. I work on 1 pound a week. That is my goal. And this week it was 2.2 pounds because I'm on team 2 pound per week. So what do I do to do it? I eat a little less. I've been doing it for months and it's working for me. And what I have found at No BS is to stick with what works for you and then tweak it when it doesn't. So, all right, Coach Dina, what about you?
Good morning. I'm Coach Dina. When I first started my No BS journey, I was over 200 pounds, lost about 40 pounds. And the death of my father in October brought in a whole lot of emotions that I was not accustomed to. You guys are used to seeing me smiling. That's my default. Like, that's people have resting bitch face. I have like resting smile face. And so dealing with grief was everyone, right? I'm not an unusual case, but that was like, ooh, okay. How do we do this? How do we do this part? How do I still be me and have that on my backpack? You mentioned the backpack a lot, Julie. So bringing that along, navigating. Yeah, I've noticed like, huh, this is different. Weight loss is now different. I went up on my maintenance range, gained 5 pounds. I felt like a surfer, right? Like I'm managing the waves. Like, how do we do this? How do we do this? So my word of the year is nurture. I'm being very curious. I'm watching. I'm using those discovery worksheets like a boss to see what's happening, what's going on. And that's what I'm doing. That's how I'm doing it. So my goal for now is to lose 10 pounds and then assess to see like, what do we do next? So always a fun journey.
Thanks, Dina. Ashley, what about you?
Hello, I'm Coach Ashley. I'm still getting used to saying that. I am still in my weight loss journey. Like Dina, 2022 was hard for me. My husband went through a mental health crisis, and so I have gained back maybe like 20 pounds. And going through that, I gave myself, I did, you know, turn to food for comfort for some of it. But I did give myself the love and compassion that I wouldn't have if it was like 2018, Ashley. So, love and compassion, that is like my go-to. Like, yes, you know, I know you want to eat this, but is it really going to help? Like, is it going to help? So just, you know, feeling all the feels, we say that all the time, and just, you know, love and compassion. I can't say that. I mean, yeah, it's yeah. So yes, I want to lose 100 more pounds. So yeah.
Thank you so much. Coach Heather, wrap up the intros here.
Hi everybody. I'm Coach Heather. So we're just going straight into our goals. Is that what you want?
Yeah. Like tell us, are you in maintenance or are you in weight loss? And okay. Then whichever one of those, like, how'd you get there?
Okay. So as you know, I'm just going to be a little bit different here. So technically I'm in loss mode, but I'm focusing on something different than the number on the scale. And there's more nuances to this. I don't know if you want me to get into this now. But it's more fat loss and body composition. And I think I solved the reason why I'm focusing on that. And I'd love to share it, but maybe not right now. So we'll just keep it as I'm in weight loss. 2022, I'll just riff on what Dina and Ashley were after in their review of 2022. I really was focusing very heavily on my patterns around food, my habitual thinking patterns, feeling patterns and doing patterns around food. And I had a lot of successes there. And, you know, I've reduced my overeating to 2, maybe 3 times a week. I no longer nighttime eat, maybe once a month. I've fully normalized all foods, you guys, all foods. I plan them. I eat them. I don't feel controlled by them anymore. It's amazing. So I've also increased my sleep to just about 7 hours. It used to be much less. And I'm also up 6.7 pounds from last year, this week last year. So this put me in a little bit of a conundrum, which is why I say I'm focusing on fat loss, and I can explain why later, but that's the gist of it.
Thank you. So what do you guys think was your biggest obstacle when it came to making time for weight loss in general, as you've been working on it? And like, how are you overcoming that? Who wants to start?
I can go. I think I was not making the decision to prioritize myself. And I will give myself some grace. I mean, when you go through grief, it's you're not understanding. I wasn't understanding what was happening. Like, what is happening? And so I found myself buffering, right? Like, let's just ignore that for a little bit. Like, I don't want to see that right now. I don't want to think about that right now. Buffer, buffer, buffer. And that's not when I think that we have, I know I had the misconception of if I go la, 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 it's not there. If I zone out, that's me time. That's not true. Zoning out is being unintentional. Zoning out is putting yourself on autopilot. We know who drives autopilot, right?
Old Chevy. Yeah, if you're zoning autopilot. Out, like zoning out takes you away from you, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But I wasn't noticing that because I was like, no, this is me taking care of myself. This is me. I'm just going to zone out. I'm just not going to think. That's not true. So when I made the decision of, no, we're going to look with nurturing and with compassion and slowly is so much better than not, right? So that's what I've been doing. I've been understanding that I'm making a decision to zone out and then understanding that I'm making a decision to be intentional and that there is a way to do it in a very caring and compassionate way.
Wow. Thank you. I want to piggyback on you just because like I found that lying to myself, I used to think I had all these stories about like, I didn't have time and this would be so much faster. Like the drive-through would be faster. And now I realize like lying to myself actually takes up so much more time. And like, I plan going through a drive-through if I want to go through a drive-through, but this story of like, oh, it'll be faster. I won't have to fix something later. And this literally happened to me yesterday at the market. I was like, well, if I go home, I have to prepare something. That's going to take so much time. If I just drive through the drive-through and eat it while I'm driving, it's easy. And I'm like, that's a no. But then I passed the Starbucks and I'm like, actually a latte would be great. And that's way less. It would satisfy me and that would be even faster. I'm like, it's a no. And then I passed Popeye's chicken. I'm like, oh, I've never been there. And a chicken sandwich. Oh, it's good for me. These are like all these stories. I'm like, it's a no. And then I passed Wayback Burger. And I'm like, well, what I actually planned was a burger, but it was to fix it at home without the bun and all that. I'm like, oh, it's the same. It's a no. Just think of all that time I spent focused. If I had just been like, dude, it's a no. You know what you planned. Go home and make your burger that is literally in the grocery bag behind you. So not only did you save time by doing what you said you were going to do, you also saved money because you didn't buy it and then buy it again. So yeah.
I love that, Julie. Sometimes I say to my son, like, I don't indulge in what if scenarios. Yes. I love that because he's like, well, mom, what are we going to do about a zombie apocalypse? And it's like, your brain is like, well, what about this? And what about this? And what about, and I'm just like, it's a no. Like we already know what we're doing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Your brain's cute.
It totally cracks me up, right? Because I literally have the item I'm making in the grocery bag and I'm finding all these reasons to buy other things on my way home. So I saved money and time by just literally like, it's a no, no, no. That is a 10-mile drive, people. You're talking about like, less than 10 minutes, I had like 6 urges, totally different ones that I sat through.
Yeah.
Ashley, what about you?
Well, so my obstacle was, you know, I don't like to cook. I don't like to cook at all. My husband does the cooking, but he works at night. So if I want to eat, I have to cook. So, I was always like, oh, I don't want to cook. Let's order. You know, DoorDash was so convenient. And there's such a variety of yummy food on there. And, you know, I was like, it'll save me time. Will not save me money, but it will save me time. And so I was doing that for a couple weeks. I was doing that. And I was like, well, the scale was going up. And I was like, so to save time, for me, I don't go into the grocery store anymore. I do Instacart because when I go to the grocery store, I tend to go through every single aisle picking up unnecessary, ooh, that looks yummy shit. So when I have Instacart, I could just go through and it takes me about 15 to 20 minutes to pick what I want. It's delivered right to my house. And then Pinterest is my friend. So I looked up, you know, 20 minute or less dinners. And so I would, you know, for the week, I would go and get on Pinterest, pick the recipes, get on the Instacart, get what I needed. And then therefore now I don't have to spend time going to the store to grocery shop. I have all the stuff I need. I have the, you know, the recipes that I need, a lot of them are like crock pot and, you know, air fryer. That stuff doesn't take, you know, a long time. So I think that was my, like, you know, thing, because it saved time. And I didn't really have to think about it. Like, I put it in the air fryer, set it for however, and it was done. And to me, that's cooking. So
you know it.
So yes, Instagram is my friend.
Anything else to add, anybody?
I like to cook, and I still plan my week, because it is amazing how someone who does like to cook, at the beginning of my week, I'm like, I don't know what to cook. Like, I have no idea. And you look through your recipes and you're like, oh my God, we love that. I haven't done that in a long time. Yeah, it's a good idea to plan. You know, Corinne's hope is not a plan. A plan is a plan. I always remind myself of that. So I'll ask my family, like, what do you guys want to eat? Like, help a girl out. Like, what do you guys want? And I'll add that to my weekly view. Just ideas. I have appointments Monday night. That's going to be a crock pot or instant pot night. Friday night is always pizza night at our house. Yes. And so that helps me too. When I have all of my dinners, I don't waste my time negotiating with myself. Wednesday night comes, I'm tired. I'm like, man, I should eat out. I'm like, nope. We said that we have this for tonight. Friday's pizza night. Like, it's a good reminder too. You can calm yourself. Like, we have a plan. It's going to be okay. You don't have to negotiate like, oh, you're tired. Like, no, we made a plan. We're sticking to the plan. So much easier.
Yeah. What does it actually mean to you guys to make time for weight loss? Like, what does that actually mean?
I was thinking about that.
Go ahead, Heather.
For me, making time for weight loss means making a plan and then in equal parts being willing to get my ass up off the couch, off my iPad, which is like my little boyfriend who I like to spend too much time with. You know what I mean? Like, I have to get up and like implement the plan. Like, I can make a plan all day. I love doing that in the morning. It's the first thing I do. It's sacred time. And I make a plan, but at some point I have to end that planning part and I've got to get up, go to Trader Joe's. The other thing I did was I committed to just shopping at Trader Joe's, like for vast majority of the time. It's quicker. It's a smaller shop. Like, it saves me money. It keeps me on budget. Like, I also put like days of the week that I like to eat certain things. So Monday's pretty open. Tuesday's always tacos. Wednesday's burger night. And Friday, if I want to have pizza, is pizza. So that makes it easy for me to just fill in the slots that are then open.
That's amazing. I love that. I think for me, it's really just like a decision. Mm-hmm. And then because I've decided I'm losing a pound a week, I'm just making choices that support that one decision all the time. There's no negotiating with myself. There's no this, that, or the other, or this party, or this brewery. Like, I'm going to do all that within the context of like losing my pound a week. Mm-hmm. That is like, that one decision is the only part for me. And then it's like, it becomes a priority and it's above other things. Like, I find something to put it above, no matter what are the things. Like, we're in the middle of buying a house and selling a house. That shit can be super stressful, but like, lost 2.2 pounds this week, right? Like, I did not lose sight of like the true decision I've made. Those are just things I'm doing in my life, but I am choosing this for me as a human being. Like, yeah, it is my priority. Go ahead.
So I'm thinking the members, like, if they want to riff on what you do there for whatever they're doing, whether that's like keeping their overeating to a certain amount of times or losing 1 pound a week, you can just ask yourself in any moment, does this bring me closer to my 1 pound a week or further away from it?
Yes, that is exactly right. Like, that is the question all day, every day. you know, if I'm not getting on my elliptical machine, is that decision moving me closer or further from my weight loss goal this week? If I'm hanging out playing a game on my iPad, Heather, same thing. Like, okay, what am I not choosing when I'm choosing that? And I never, going back to that original statement I made about not willing to lie to myself, like that's just a baseline. So if I ask myself a question, I'm going to answer the truth. And so I think having non-negotiables with yourself about how you talk to yourself or, that's the biggest one is like my non-negotiable is I will not lie to me anymore.
I love that.
Even if the truth is painful, I can handle it.
Yeah, like radical honesty.
That is like my life's motto, with me first.
I'm then so down with that.
I know you are, actually.
I'm so down with it.
Yeah. Like that, it radiates out in my life, into my relationships with my people, with everything. But that's the key. What about you guys, Dina, Ashley, what about you with what does it mean?
I think that's the concept of future you, right? When you have, and that's why it's so important to, if you think about future you as a role, what's my script? Like, I need to find the script that I want. I want my future you to look like this, my future me to look like this. This is what Dina looks like. So I have the script. I'm going to practice that script because that's what I'm going to be. And if you notice, like good actors, they do that, right? Like they choose a script, they practice it till it's like, I know it. Like I can do this in my sleep. But then really good actors understand that then they step in to the role. And I think we do that. This is what you're talking about. There's a moment that comes where, you know, if you're playing Juliet and someone comes up to you and says, hey, you want to play Nintendo? And you're like, I am Juliet. I don't know what Nintendo is. Like, what are you talking about? You know, because you're in that role. And you notice when that happens with you, when you intend, you make a decision, like, I'm not going to drink tonight. That's not what's happening. And you've noticed that when you've stepped into your role, someone can be like, hey, do you want a beer? You're like, nope. That's not what I, you know, that's not me. That's not what I've decided. That's not what I'm doing. You're stepping into your role. So I like that idea. It helps me. Like, what's my script? What have I practiced? And who am I? What's my role? What's my decision that I've made? And then just go with that.
Thank you so much, Dina. Ashley, what does it mean to make time for weight loss to you?
For me, I have like my minimum baseline. Like, these are things that I do every day, no matter what, even when I don't feel like it, because we do things we don't feel like doing every single day. But I mean, it's like I have to make my plan. And I realize, like, if I don't make my plan, like the first thing in the morning, I'm out of my routine. Like something is out of whack. So I always have my minimum baseline, which is to make a plan. And it has to be doable. I always talk to, like, Dina's talking about future self. Me and my future self have conversations every single day. Like, I talk to her, and so making a plan, getting in, you know, my water, and just, you know, being me. Now that, because sometimes I have to kind of have a conversation with future Ashley and like, okay, so what can we do today, Ashley? I literally talked to her. What can we do today? We're just thinking about today. We're not thinking about tomorrow. We're not thinking about next week. What can we do today to set us up for success? And so I have those conversations every single day with myself. And she talks back. So yeah, I just, you know, having those conversations, being open to, you know, making the mistakes, because they're gonna happen, and yeah, just, you know, making time for you. That's my me time. Making my plan is my me time. And I get to think about my day, how I want to show up for me. But yeah, just having those like non-negotiables, like Julie was talking about, like those are, you know, those are things I do even if I don't want to do it, but they get done every single day. So, and it doesn't take me long either. I want to say the most time I take talking to Ashley in the morning is like 10 minutes. And so, yeah.
What do you guys have to think about your day to make time for weight loss?
I just think this is what I do. I go and I plan and I eat what I fucking wrote down. People say to me in my house, we have a lot of people in my house who work here. They're like, what are you having? I'm like, I don't know. It's on my plan. In other words, it's not, I'm not making a decision in that moment. I'm going back to my plan and I'm going to go look what's there. I just follow the plan.
Of course. Like that. It just sounds so like, of course, right?
Like, but it's that I trained myself to do that, right? Like yeah. that's reflective of 2 solid years worth of work establishing that habit. That didn't just happen.
Yeah.
And understanding too that there is a decision, right? You have to decide to be intentional. Again, if we are on autopilot, we know who drives that bus. Right? The mind that wants comfort, that wants safety, and that loves a habit. And we're going to steer that way. And I always think about the little rudder in the Titanic, right? A rudder compared to the ship is not that big, right? And so you can just set your intention or not and see where that ends up. So understand that. I guess my theme of the day is like autopilot is not a thing. Like you be intentional and it will go the way that you want to go. Like understand that you're doing that, that you're deciding.
Yeah. One is being a deliberate creator of the you want to be. And the other one is being a reactor and an observer. So you ask yourself, like, who do I want to be in this life? Do I want to be a reactor and an observer or a creator of what I want? Like that's an easy answer for me.
Totally. I really think like when I make that one decision to be in weight loss or not, that's like one decision. It happened one time a while ago. And so basically once that happened, it's just like, well, of course there's time in a day for it, right? Like I may not do many other things, but that is the one thing I will be doing guaranteed. And of course I do all kinds of things, right? Like, you know, 2 of you have kids, 2 of us don't. I think all of us have life partners or spouses. Some of us have pets. Some of us have elderly family members that we participate in their lives, right? Like we all are not just hanging out on the couch when we're not working, right? So just to sort of dispel the myth that any one of those things is the thing that can stop you, it's still just a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Those things could propel you towards your weight loss journey, or you could use them as an excuse to stop you. Like, which one?
Yeah, like the tools of No BS, the 4 basics, are a way to show yourself you have autonomy over all of your choices. And then the more you practice them, the more you become somebody who is in charge and chooses every day.
Yes. Ashley, what do you have to think about your day to make time for weight loss?
I mean, I was just thinking about it and I'm like, I always tell myself, you get to decide. Like you can either do it or you don't have to do it. You get to decide what you want to do. And I think that it's very empowering to say that I get to decide. So I use that a lot. I get to decide. And so I get to decide if I want to make my plan. I get to decide if I want to follow it. So just, I have that written down. I get to decide. I write it down every single day on my planner. So yes, when you guys were talking about decisions, like, yeah. You get to decide. You have that power.
What do you guys actually do to make time for weight loss? Like the do?
Planning right. for sure. Is that, yeah, planning for sure. I mean, that is the intention, right? When you make a plan, so many people are like, oh, but I don't know. And, you know, it takes me so long, and it takes you so long not to. We do it with our work schedule. Why are we not doing this with our food? I mean, it's just, we know what we're going to eat. What did you eat last week? Let's do that again. You kind of know what you're going to eat. And you get to choose. This is amazing. This is fantastic. But I do the weekly plan. It helps me with my dinners because I eat the same breakfast, pretty much the same lunch. I'll do leftovers on greens. But the do is definitely planning and then looking at that plan, just like I look at my work schedule. I look at my, you know, my plan for the day. What am I doing today? Oh, yeah, this is where I'm going to eat this. And this is when I'm going to either do a Pilates class or I'm going to go take a walk at this time. Think of it like your schedule makes it so much easier. We are so bought into to-do lists and work schedules. It's the same thing. Like, insert that into it too. And it's your intention.
That's cool. I think the biggest thing I do to make time for weight loss is say no to other things. Like, I do not let weight loss not be the focus of the day. So no matter what other thing that, like, if somehow my brain says, like, I don't have time, immediately I find something else to say no to so that I can say yes to weight loss. What about you guys?
I love that, Julie. I love that. I plan. I'm a planner. I'm very organized, guys. I'm very organized. And so I don't really plan like my food, but I plan my like day. Like I plan in breaks because breaks are important, guys. Breaks are important. I plan in, you know, some me time, like in the evening. I actually put a time where it's me time, like 7 o'clock. That's you time. You get to do whatever you want. But just, you know, making you a priority. That's, you know, that's important. And making me a priority also means making time for my weight loss. And so planning is important. Like Julie said, saying no to other things. That has been in the past, it's been a struggle for me to say no to other things because I am like this. Everyone, you know, asks me for something. I'm like, yes, of course. But I'm practicing saying no. I can't do that right now. Even with, you know, work, like I don't have time to do that right now. So, I mean, I'll do it, but it's going to have to be later. I can't do it right now. So yeah, I think, you know, just making time for you, like weight loss is making time for you. So yeah.
Yeah. No. 'Cause if you're not doing that, it's setting you up to overeat, to relieve that tension,
right?
Because you can't live a life without blip breaks. And you can't live a life that's sustainable without, you know, saying no sometimes to people and figuring out what that feels like to feel safe in your body to do those things if you haven't been used to doing that.
Yeah. And yeah. No to yourself too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And an example of like planning is this 32 ounces. My plan is 64 ounces a day. So what is my plan? This gets done before lunch. If I, you know, so, you know, it's going to be before lunch. I got this much. That's so my good. Goal. What happens if lunch comes around and I got this much Dina chugs? Because I've already made that decision. Like 32 is going to be done before lunch. 32, then I fill it up at lunch. 32 is going to be done before dinner. If I'm up here and it's before dinner, Dina's going to chug. Yeah. I've learned that it's no fun to chug.
Yeah.
So I try to space myself. And then everything else is extra. Like if I have water at lunch or dinner. So those are like the little planning things that you can do. Like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. The plan is 64. How am I going to get that done? Like this. And I'm deciding to do one before lunch, one before dinner, and we're good. Yeah.
What else do you guys do to make time for weight loss?
I've connected. Okay. So here's how I do it. I kind of go around it backwards. So I think to myself, all right, when do I overeat? Like, so, and then I kind of reverse engineer that. So think about the things that create overeating for you? So for me, it's like, I'm up too late and I'm tired. I've had an upsetting conversation or I'm emotionally upset. Those are my two biggies. Or I've let myself get too hungry. That's another one. When I'm super over hungry and I feel my blood sugar dropping, I'm primed to overeat. So then what I do to make time for weight loss is I associate who I want to be with being the person who does things to keep those things from happening or to take care of myself without overeating. So it's, let's say the emotional one, like I had some emotional stuff with my family this year. And what that looked like in the absence of overeating was just being willing to, in the middle of a show, just burst out into tears. Like I'm like a conduit for my emotions. I'm going to be somebody who allows my emotions to be there if they're there. I am not overeating over them anymore. And I feel so much better on the other side of it. So I'm just somebody who's going to be vulnerable and transparent with my emotions. You know, the second one, it kind of reminds me of how I used to be as a kid. I was very emotionally expressive as a kid. And then I learned ways to kind of push that down. And now that I'm kind of throwing off those shackles that don't work for me, like the getting overly hungry one. Sometimes I'm not hungry for breakfast, but if I push lunch too late, like that's going to bite me in the ass. Like I'm going to overeat for lunch. So I just make sure on a day when I may not need breakfast that I hold that time for lunch and I have to make sure I'm somebody who breaks for lunch. You know, things like that.
So good. I think one of my biggest ones was letting go of perfectionism. And I think a lot of times people say that, but then don't tell you some of the things that they did to do that. I had all these stories about like, I'm so capable and I know what to do and all, you know, these myths, like capable and not doing it, or like knowledge, but not putting it into action. And I just decided like anything I was willing to do was so much better than sitting around with this story that someday it would all come together and I would do it like perfectly. And when I finally truly, like it was a sweaty day where I had to just literally be in that profound discomfort of like doing it wrong in my mind, because it wasn't like all the steps to perfection, and just feel that terrible feeling the first time of like, this isn't enough, and doubting and fear and distrust of myself, and just allow all of that. Mm-hmm. And like wake up the next day and do that again is like just the feather less painful that day and each day and each day until finally it was just like, okay, I could do this one small thing today. Like,
yeah, but if you compare the discomfort, like in the thinking it but not doing it, to the being willing to do it and feel that discomfort, like what's the difference, Julie?
Oh my gosh, the being willing to do it was so much better. Like the relief. Oh, the profound relief. Like I really learned how to feel my feelings and like trust my body, sort of like what you're describing, Heather. And the profound relief, like the pressure in my chest, in my neck and throat, when I'm like gritting, trying to like be perfect and seem perfect to myself, right? Like not what you think about me, what I think about me,
right?
Like questioning my own capability, you know, questioning all the things that I took pride in about myself and having all the doubts, right? Like just doing a thing and getting into action, that pressure, like literally you could feel it like radiatingly open up my chest and my neck and my throat. And I feel like I can breathe again, like all the time.
That's very,
you're funny. Describing, you know, no BS, right? I love the title of our program, because what we do is we eradicate BS, right? And you're like, oh, that's a BS thought right there. Let me get rid of that, because it's no BS. We're eradicating BS. So yes, that thinking that it's not good enough is a BS thought. And I have a goal to read books. my BS thought that I found very quickly was 5 minutes is not enough. Like, I have 5 minutes to read. You have this vision of perfection, right? Like, I'm going to read at night for half an hour, and then that's going to get me my goal, and it's going to be great, and everybody's going to be quiet in my house, you know, like husband, two kids, two cats, a dog. Yeah, good luck. But I have 5 minutes right now. But your BS is like, that's not enough.
And yeah, but why? Tell me why.
Right. But because it's BS. Like, there is no reason, right? And that's why you catch it and you're like, no, BS. You know, I had a goal of 12 books. I've done 6 by eradicating BS, like 5 minutes at a time. That's how I did it. And we do that all the time, you know, like, tell me the big steps to get to weight loss. It's like, how about the little steps? How about that? Because those are worthy.
Doesn't it go right back to that radical honesty again, though? Because like, that's the key. It's like, when I stopped lying to myself that the only way to do it was perfection, then like, I started to accept all the little things I was truly doing. And that's what you're describing too, Dina and Heather, you all of us have been describing that. When I was willing to just be like fully radically honest, it, like, the barriers came down a little bit, and I just could see a different path forward that never was available to me because I was closed to it. And that's the fascinating part about it.
And that's how you find time, right? Like, 5 minutes is worthy. Why do I have to plan for, why do I have to journal for half hour? Why do I have to plan for the week if you can't, or if you don't have that much time a day? It is worthy enough. You got 2 minutes, do it.
What if you could get exactly what you need in 5 minutes, and the other 25 minutes are just like bonus anyway? Like, who's to say that 5 minutes isn't exactly the right amount that you needed in the first place? This feeds into, though, a question we got from Jody in the Q&A. Do any of us journal? And if so, when? Like, when do we make time for it?
I journal every single day. I make time for it. So I'm making my plan already. I'm already sitting there. So I'll, you know, journal, you know, and it's not like a deep dive, like, pouring out my feelings journal. It's like, not even a page. Sometimes it's a sentence. And I was doing a journaling challenge for 100 days, 2 words or 2 pages. That is journaling. And sometimes I'm like, sometimes I have to, like, I have a call or something that I need to get into. And I'm just like, okay, I filled out my plan. I answered the questions. That's my journaling for the day. And so journaling, y'all, it's changed my life. I'm just saying. So I do make time for journaling because I make it a priority. That is one of my non-negotiables. So, and it doesn't have to take a lot of time. It doesn't have to. Like I said, 2 words.
Yeah. I get up, I make my double Americano, grab my boyfriend, my iPad, and I go out on the porch. I have this spot on my screened-in porch. I live in Florida. It's warm all year. I put my feet up. I open it up. And I've learned I have to journal first before I can make a non-bullshit laid-in plan. Because I have to meet myself. I have to meet myself where I am. I have to maybe sometimes talk myself through accepting how life is on that day. And when I accept it, I meet myself in journaling, whether that's 2 words, like 3 words, you got this, and that's all I have time for, or some other random thoughts, like they're addressed. And then when I'm clear with that, then I make a good plan. So I don't do any planning until I journal. It's an if this, then that habit that's non-negotiable.
That's so good, Heather. I love that. I love that. I kind of do a hybrid of journaling. Like, I absolutely journal, but I am a firm believer that journaling is your grocery list, and journaling is like pouring your heart out and every word that you write on the page in between. And so sometimes I'm just answering the questions with my whole heart in the planner. And sometimes I'm using personal prompts, and sometimes I'm stop, drop, and journaling in the middle of the day when I'm having like a big feeling, or I notice a thought that's recurring. And it just, the way to handle that is, you know, if I'm 5 minutes between one-on-one clients, I'm in the bathroom writing on something, you know, whatever it takes to get it out of my head onto paper. Yeah. You guys, we got a question in the chat from Vicky. I'm sorry, in the Q&A. What I think about making time for weight loss, I think about watching, reading, and listening to no BS materials and filling out worksheets. How do you make time for that?
You just put it in your calendar.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you honor the calendar.
Yep.
Schedule it. Yep.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be like an hour long time period either. It can be like, okay, I have 10 minutes between like this and this. This is what I'm going to do. And like write down what you're going to do. That is also key.
Mm-hmm. Do we still have the ideal day as part of the new journal?
No.
No. Okay. You guys, so Vicky, you can write down the ideal start to your day and you can break it up into 15-minute segments. So think about when you typically get up until you're ready to start your day. Like, where does everything fit in there? Usually it's in the morning, but you know, you can do it at the end of the day too, or wherever makes sense.
And piggybacking on this, Mary Ellen asked us, I plan too much a lot of the time. How do you manage with all the other life things you need to do? I will start the answer to that. Like I change that story. Anytime my brain tells it to me like that, like it's just one complete full life. This is part of it. My dog peeing right here, right now next to me is part of it. And like the cleaning that up as soon as we're done with this call, like,
oh, for real?
Like I have a really old dog, you know, this is what life is. It's actually the gift of your life is like every facet of it. So I learned to say yes to things I really want to say yes to. I learned to say no to things I really don't want to do. And I practice that even throughout the day. Like I just trust myself enough that weight loss, the decision has been made. You can hear her getting up now. The decision has been made. The priority for me is weight loss. And I will find a way to do whatever else in the day that I want to do. And I will leave behind things that don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she could probably use some practice in saying, I'll get to that in about a half an hour, or why don't you do something and I'll be with you in 15 minutes. Like that's where her work is practicing that.
I agree. How do you practice? Like when you're in weight loss, we all talked about being in weight loss. What are you actually practicing in terms of your weight loss in a day?
For me, a lot of it is like the self-talk. I have learned to let the shitty thoughts be there. They ride in the back seat. They cannot ride in the front seat with me. And knowing that I can change the story, like you were saying, I can change the story. And it comes back to, I get to decide. Like you get to decide what is a priority, what is important to you, and you get to decide to do it. So it's definitely the self-talk. The self-talk is, you know, just knowing that the shitty thoughts are going to be there. They're going to be there, but they're going to be in the backseat. And then my new story that I'm practicing is in the front seat, in the passenger seat, right there with me.
Amazing.
What is the question again?
It was a question about life and like actually making time for your life and these things.
Well, but I never think they're mutually exclusive.
Exactly.
No.
I don't differentiate my life from my health and wellness, of which weight goals are a part.
Yeah.
Like there's no compartmentalizing them. They all take place together. My job is to figure out how to schedule my life and how to think and talk to my people in my life about my priorities. And then I just train them and I train myself.
So good. Piggybacking on this, Chris asked us, how do you say no when something tries to interrupt your time to take that you're planning for weight loss? Like you're doing your 24-hour plan and kids come in or a partner starts asking you to do something.
I don't have kids, but I do. My husband, I love him. He loves to interrupt me when I'm doing something, but I would just say, you know, give me 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes and I'll be, let me do this. And then I'll get back to you. Give me 5 minutes. It's always that. Give me 5 minutes. And you know, you just have to practice that. Just practice, like, give me 5 minutes. Let me finish this. I don't have kids. I do have a niece and she does the same thing. And I'm just like, okay, give me 5 minutes. I'll be right there. Give me 5 minutes. And it's usually nothing really, you know, it's not really anything pressing usually. And so it can wait 5 minutes. You're not going to, you know, die or get pregnant, as Corinne says. So
we have another good question that I really want us to get to. We have a couple of them. Reagan said, any suggestions on dealing with family/household that's not willing to consider my plan for like working on weight loss? For an example, my husband wants to go out to lunch. And if I say no, he gets mad, which I know are his feelings, but I have to deal with him the rest of the day in a bad mood.
Well, why can't she just go and not eat?
Yeah.
That's the work she's trying to avoid by saying no. So she needs practice sitting, being, connecting without food sliding down her throat.
Yeah. And if you don't want to go, why is his bad mood a problem for you?
I was going to say, do you really have to deal with his bad mood?
Yeah, no, not your job.
No,
no, not at all.
Like, isn't it okay that he's in a bad mood and you are happy you stuck to your plan?
Like, yeah, it's actually so cute that he wants to spend so much time with you. That's so cute.
Yeah.
I remember I had a client one time, and it's just this way or this way, right? We give ourselves two options. And I remember a client one time said, you know, I took my boys out to eat and they wanted dessert and I hadn't planned for dessert. Oh, you know, and I was like, okay, then what happened? Like, she's like, well, then I ate dessert with them because they were so happy. And, you know, I was like, oh, okay. What else did you have done?
Yeah. That's right? A little, like, old shitty lie.
Right. And then you ask yourself, like, what else could you have done? And she was like, what do you mean? Like, not eat. What else could you have done? I don't know. So then I was like, what would Corinne have done? Like, you have to imagine, like, if you can't imagine you, how about imagining someone else, right? Like, what would Corinne have, what would she have done? And then she was like, oh, well, I heard that she's gone and she doesn't eat. Like, she'll go, like, you know, as if like, but that's nonsense, right? Like, and I'm like, yeah. And so what else could she have done? Like, not you, her, what else could she have done? I guess she could have ordered something else. Yeah. What else could she have done? I guess she could have eaten half. And I just kept asking, like, what else could happen? Like, what else could happen? And it's like, wow, there's so much gray when you ask yourself, what else is possible? What else can I do? It's not like eat, don't eat. Like, there's so many other options. And I think we forget that part. Like, it's not just one or the other. We got lots. And so if you can't think of what you would do, think of like WWCD, right?
What would Corinne do?
Right.
Totally. Yeah.
Dawn asked us, how many hours do we calendar a day?
Calendar? What does that mean?
Like, if you're calendaring your day, you're scheduling your whole day, how many hours of your day are you calendaring?
Right up until my last commitment.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't we have 24 hours? Like, isn't that what we calendar?
Yeah. And we, just so you all know, there is a Mastering Time course. In all honesty, I'm not sure if it's on a pathway or not. I don't think it is, but you can see some ears popping up here. I don't think it's in a pathway, but that course is a couple hours long. It teaches you all about calendaring your day. And one of the No BS superpowers is calendaring your personal time first so that you are making time for it. So, you know, whatever it is you want to be doing, if Heather needs nightly time with her iPad boyfriend, I'm pretty sure she's scheduling personal time at that time of the day. So
yes.
I think that's why it confused me, because it's like all my hours are mine, right? So I calendar them all. It's almost like this assumption that I'm only going to calendar the stuff I don't want to do. It's like, no, I calendar what I want to do. Like I calendar all my hours. Like if I'm sleeping, that's when I'm sleeping. When I'm relaxing, that's when I'm relaxing. So I thought that was a curious question. Like I didn't understand it. It's like, well, don't we all have 24 hours? Like calendar them all with intention, right? Like, again, and if you want to be like, you know, if you think TV time, yes, make time calendar for that. That's, yeah.
Yeah. And calendar however much time, right? We have a question in the chat. We're not going to get to the specific question, but if your schedule is such that your work is busy and you're going to school and you have a family, like schedule 5 minutes towards something, then the next week schedule 6 minutes towards it, then 7 minutes towards it till you end up with the amount of time that you want to have. Sometimes it's 5 minutes at a time, three times a day. Who cares? I was just telling someone I've been ellipticaling between clients in that 5 minute window. My client leaves the Zoom room. I jump up, I get on my elliptical, boop, 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 3 minutes, run to the bathroom, sit back down, ready for my next client.
I love
Who cares? It. I could tell myself a story that, oh, I need to be 30 minutes in cardio for it to mean something. Or I can see 10 clients today and do that 3 minutes between 10 clients each.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I just read a study that showed that people who fidget and they're constantly like tapping their foot or moving their hands, they have way better blood sugar control than people who just do periodic once in a while cardio. So I think that's amazing.
I love it too. I end up sitting down for my next client feeling energized like every time. I feel the blood flowing in my body. My hips and legs aren't as tired from sitting. There are so many benefits to this silly 3 minutes. But the story I told myself first was, if it's not 30 minutes at your, you know, aerobic, then it doesn't mean anything. It's like, I had to get rid of that perfectionism. Like there again, not listen to my own lies and tell myself the truth. 3 minutes, 10 times today is so much better than zero.
Yeah. Powerful.
All right. So we're in our last couple of minutes. Any parting words that each of you want to offer quickly about time and how to make time for an OBS? Like, what's your last thing you want to share?
I want to share something.
Yes.
So I'm going to say something that might be a little bit controversial. Stay with me. Consider this. You could never make a plan and still use doable hunger to lose all your weight. We plan to help you become the person who does what she says she's going to do, and to use your planning part of your brain to run your life. And that's all great. And we want you doing that. But the moment it takes to pause and consider that you've had enough takes no time. It is a moment and a decision that takes you no time. So weight loss and time go completely together. They are not mutually exclusive at all. Just stop telling yourself that.
Really quick, Ashley or Dina, do you have any closing statement?
I would say, you know, always eradicate the BS, right? Do a little reality check. Check, please. What is important to you? Like, what is important to you? My family is important. My weight loss is important. My job is important. Okay, reality check. How much time did you spend on that yesterday? Look at it. And are you happy with that? You know, it's like the last day on earth concept. Like if you, what'd you do yesterday? Would you have been happy with how you spent your time? if it's a no, then you got some BS reality check to think about, and then schedule it tomorrow, today, this week.
Thanks, Dina. Ashley?
I just want you, I go back to, you get to decide. Like, it's your whole day. It's all your time, and you get to decide how to use that time. You get to decide what's a priority, what's important to you. It's all yours.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. Just as this last moment, I want to remind you, tomorrow is the first weight loss and life coaching with Corinne. It starts at 10 a.m. Central and it's a 2-hour call. And Coach MJ has the Getting Into Action, your 30-day success plan, totally geared towards new members or any existing member that wants to just get into action. So those two things are coming. You know who we are. Find us in Facebook or in Ask Coaches. If you want support on making time for your weight loss, we're here for you. All of us, Ashley works with new members in the member success team program. Dina and Heather and I work one-on-one with clients. We are here for you in every capacity. So find us if you need support on making time for weight loss. Thank you all for being here. Bye, everybody. Bye. Thanks so much. Bye. We'll see you soon.